The Dow, well, it just finished its worst week in a decade. It's the Business News Hour for Friday, the 21st of December. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. We'll get to that jarring story in just a moment. Sears is quickly becoming a shell of itself, and a store that's been around for 157 years closes this weekend. But it's not all bad news. We've got a list of 7 retail stores that are actually growing and planning new brick and mortar next year. And of course, we'll have an in-depth look at Wall Street before we hear from Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine and stuff to do in the Metro this weekend into next week. Gotta lighten the load some way, right? Business News is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Let's double your business revenue. How? Arion helps you save time and money by helping you through your employment challenges. A recent study revealed that organizations like Arion can help you double your revenue by handling your HR tasks like payroll, benefits, onboarding, and compliance. With Arion as your HR partner, you'll also experience more productivity, better benefits, and mitigated risk, all while doing what you love to do, your business. Start increasing your revenue. Visit AUREON.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, in case you were wondering how bad the sell-off was this week, the simple answer is that the Dow just concluded its worst week in a decade. And what loomed before us 10 years ago? The start of the Great Recession. The Dow today lost more than 400 points, and that after rising by 300 points earlier in the day, a 700-point swing. The NASDAQ got hammered, off by nearly 3%, and the S&P 500 was down by over 2%. Ugly is the only word that comes to mind. We'll have details and the numbers coming up later in the broadcast. Sears chairman Eddie Lambert earlier this month unveiled his $4.6 billion proposal to save Sears by buying the company out of bankruptcy through his hedge fund, ESL Investments. Such a deal is likely its last chance at survival. Now, if Lambert can't buy the company, it will likely need to liquidate and sell itself in parts. But as the deal faces increasing legal and financing challenges, the company is bracing for the reality it may not come together at all. Sears advisors told the bankruptcy court judge this week the company is already planning to close a number of stores and solicit liquidation bids as a protection should Lambert's effort fall apart. People familiar with the business say the retailer is weighing closing 50 to 80 more stores at the end of this year. That would bring the current store total to roughly 400. A spokesman for Sears declined to comment. Meanwhile, in a statement to a spokesperson for ESL Investments said, quote, ESL Investments is working around the clock to try to keep Sears in business with a going concern proposal that would save tens of thousands of jobs and provide severance protection for eligible workers, end quote. That would be 50,000 jobs, by the way. We shall see. San Francisco's oldest department store, Gump's, is closing its doors after 157 years in business. Gump's was founded way back in 1861 as a frame and mirror shop. It transformed itself into an exclusive store located in the city's Union Square neighborhood, catering to a clientele that craved engraved note cards, crystal vases, fancy dinnerware, and an array of luxury items. The San Francisco Chronicle once reported the store's customers included French actress Sarah Bernhardt and Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who bought ship models and smoking jackets there. As San Francisco changed, Gump's mostly stayed the same. Earlier this year, Gump's filed for bankruptcy. Its final day of operation is Sunday. Well, as Sears seems set to close more and more stores and Gump's is all but a memory, there are some retailers who have not given up on brick and mortar. At least seven retailers are planning to open up more stores in 2019, among them Costco. Costco, one of the best performing stores in the nation, last year opened 13 new stores in the United States. It has only one store opening coming up in the United States scheduled for 2019. That's in Coral Springs in February. But considering it still has fewer than 550 stores in the country, there's plenty of room to grow. Target is doubling down on brick and mortar. Over the last four quarters, Target's total store count increased by 18 stores, and a number of them were small 50,000 square foot stores. The company says it's on track to open 23 new stores in 2019, the majority of which will be in the smaller format. No retailer has been more aggressive about new store openings than TJX Companies. Now, it's the parent of TJ Maxx, Marshalls, and Home Goods. Over the past year, TJX has added 28 new TJ Maxx stores, 34 Marshalls locations, and get this, 85 Home Goods stores. The company wants to have 6,000 stores globally, and they're well on their way. Currently, TJX has 4,296 stores, just in case you were counting. Amazon has pressured brick-and-mortar retailers more than any other company over the past decade, but ironically, the e-commerce giant is embracing physical retail like never before. The company has a number of small format concepts that have been growing steadily, including Amazon Books, Amazon 4-Star, and Amazon Go. And its acquisition of Whole Foods gives it a sizable presence in grocery. Amazon now has 18 Amazon Books stores across the country, with more expected next year, and it seems likely to add more 4-Star locations. The Amazon Go stores, get this, they're also up for increases, and the company could open as many as 3,000 of them by 2021. You know, while most department stores have been closing stores recently as the sector has struggled with the broad transition in retail, Nordstrom has continued to open stores while at the same time growing its digital format. Its brick-and-mortar expansion has been driven mostly by its off-price concept, Nordstrom Rack. So far this year, the company has added six Rack locations, bringing the total to 238, and opened new small footprint stores like Nordstrom Local and its Jeffy Boutique. The projection is that more Nordstrom Rack stores will open in 2019. Meanwhile, Nordstrom is building a new flagship store, which will have 300,000 square feet of space. It's all building it from scratch with hopes that it will become a similar tourist destination to Macy's Herald Square. It's already invested hundreds of millions of dollars in the project. Gap and Old Navy. Company says you will see more Gap and perhaps more Old Navy stores open next year. And then Barnes & Noble. You know, it's no secret that Barnes & Noble has struggled in recent years, largely because Amazon has come to dominate the book market. However, Barnes & Noble is shifting to a new strategy next year by opening a handful of new prototype stores. They're smaller footprint stores with a modern design that seems to borrow in some ways from the Amazon Books concept. They also feature self-serve kiosks and tablets to help customers in the store and offer plenty of comfortable seating in order to encourage customers to spend time in the store, similar to Starbucks' third place concept. There are 9 of these stores today, and Barnes & Noble says another 10 to 15 are planned for next year. Stocks plunged again today, bringing the Dow Jones Industrial Average's loss for the week to nearly 7% and ending its worst week since the financial crisis of 2008. The NASDAQ index fell into bear market and the S&P 500 was on the brink of one itself, down nearly 18% from its record earlier this year. The Dow lost 414 points in turbulent trading that set the blue chip index up as much as 300 points earlier in the day, only to trade in negative territory less than 1 hour later. The initial tick upward came as Federal Reserve Bank of New York President John Williams said the central bank could reassess its interest rate policy and balance sheet reduction in the new year if the economy slows. But those gains slowly disappeared as investors used that short-term pop as a chance to sell more. The broader S&P 500 fell 2%, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ shed 2.9%, almost 3%, with big losses in technology stocks, including Facebook, Amazon, and Apple. The Dow lost 7% and nearly 1,600 points on the week. It was its worst percentage drop since October of 2008. The NASDAQ lost 8.2% on the week and is now 22% below its record reached in August and in a bear market. S&P 500 lost 7% for the week and is now down 17.7% from its record. The Dow and S&P 500, which are both in corrections, are on track for their worst December performance. Get this. The worst December performance since the Great Depression in 1931, down by more than 12% each this month. Both the Dow and the S&P are now in the red for 2018 by at least 9%. The Dow closed down today to 22,445. The NASDAQ closed at 63,32 and the S&P 500 at 21,16. Gold, interestingly, fell by $9 today to $1,258.90 an ounce. Oil continued its fall, down by 46 cents to $45.42 a barrel. The 10-year T-note fell again today, paying 2.78%. It's all down, 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 right? Ouch. Time to get up, up, up. Coming up, Jeff Pitts and stuff to do in the Metro. Hey, it's Friday.